Welcome back to the second hour of Live and Local, your program of concerts recorded as they happened in Waldo County, Maine. We've been listening to the annual Christmas concert of the Penn Bay Singers, conducted this time by Steve Barrett. He is going to hand over the reins for the last couple of numbers to Richard Dosti, who has been directing this choir for 40 years and is now retiring. He has some final comments after the music.
We're going to ask Richard Dosti to direct the last two pieces for us. And while he comes up, I want to tell you about death. I just found out last night, this piece, O Come Emmanuel, the woman who wrote it, Madeline L'Engle, wrote the text of this. Anybody know what else she wrote?
Children's books.
Wrinkle in Time, that's right. And guess who knows her? Same lady. She was in the same place. And I didn't know this until last night, so she came up to me afterwards and said, by the way, you ought to know this, and you ought to know that, too. I said, son of a gun, these things start to weave together. And you really, it just reinforced what I was saying through the concert about how music ties us all together. It's just an incredible thing. I hope you've enjoyed our time. And Rich is going to do our last two pieces, and we'll let him.
Thank you very much. It's a real honor to have been able to work with Steve and with this group for this last concert. I wanted to point out, before we do this piece, you've already heard this evening one, the best known song of Mary. That's the Magnificat, comes directly from the Gospel of Luke. And it celebrates Mary's own celebration, the announcement of her pregnancy with our Savior Jesus Christ. And starts off, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. And then it goes on to talk about what this child will accomplish. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He's exalted the humble and meek. So it's a celebration. This piece, with its text by Marilyn L'Engle, is in its, although it's a setting primarily of the well-known Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel, it's really a song of Mary of its own, but with a very different take. This is this very, very young Jewish virgin from the desert, only recently married to this utterly innocent man, Joseph, and she finds herself with this miraculous child. And so this very human feeling of, why me, Lord? Why is it that you choose me, this fragile little Middle Eastern girl, to be this God-bearer? But in the end, she realizes that this is her great privilege, her blessing. And it ends with a shout of rejoicing. The composer is one of my favorites, has been for a long time. I met him at a church music conference in Newport, Rhode Island, back sometime in the 90s, and spent a most enjoyable week working with him and learning from him. He was just starting his public career at that time, but he's since become a major contributor, especially to American choral music. So, it's one of my favorite pieces, and one that I wanted to kind of bring my career to an end with. Annual concert, O Come Emmanuel. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, this is it. I knew the moment would come. It's been a long time. A lot of years, a lot of Christmases right here in this place, which has become one of our favorites and certainly one of my favorite concert venues. It was many years ago when the church was remodeled under the direction of then pastor Paul Carré. He wanted the community to be able to see and appreciate his beautiful new church. And it really was new, even though he was able to retain enough of the simplicity and the tradition of the old church, so that the result was this beautiful new building, really, which was not a new building at all. It was just made a little bit more comfortable to conform with the modern liturgy, and not over-decorated, but not too spare either. And I think it was a tremendous success. And it hasn't changed. It hasn't needed to. I think it was a brilliant design to begin with, a brilliant adaptation of an old building that looked like it was on its way out. And it's become a wonderful place to perform. So we've so much appreciated the support of the people here for so many years. So it's become a part of my life. I'm going to miss that, as I'm going to miss this group, which has been amazing and a major part of my life for so long. One thing I won't miss, for sure, is the constant trips between here and somewhere in central Maine, the Waterville, Winslow, Fairfield, now Oakland, in all kinds of weather, for something like 40 years, 50 years. Some of that time I actually lived in Belfast, but not much in the great scheme of things. So what'll I be doing? Well, I'm still going to be in music, as I always have been. I'll be playing with jazz groups as I get the opportunity. I have a wonderful church job that I've had. I've always worked for churches anyway. And the one I'm in now, I've had for something like 13 years. I intend to keep going with that. I've also had a fine time working in the Winslow school system as a accompanist for three different choruses, elementary, middle school, and high school. I'm going to keep that going. Even though there are days when I'd like to line them all up and kick them. They are fun. So I can't leave music. That's too much a part of me. There have been signs and omens, especially in the summer and the fall, that have told me that I just can't keep this going. It's just a little bit too much, just getting here and getting home. And combination of my increasing decrepitude, some health problems, and this fall some constipation problems told me that it's time to quit. So, this group is going to go on. It's going to be wonderful. And I hope that Steve and Joni will continue with it. I'm extremely grateful to both of them, especially to Joni, who did so much note drilling this fall. It wasn't what she hired on to do. She hired on to play the piano for us, but she led so many rehearsals. And then Steve came in and has done such a fine job. So I have a lot of reasons to thank both of them. And of course, mostly the Penobscot Bay Singers, going all the way back to the days of the Robert Collar Corral. Can't forget them. So, and I can't forget all of you. Your unstinting support over all these years. Thank you very much. This one you're going to know for sure.
The bells, sweet silver bells, all sing to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the old, ding dong ding dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling.
Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the old, ding dong ding dong, that is their song, with joyful sound, ding dong ding dong.
Singers in this room. If you've ever sang with Penn Bay Singers, please stand up. On behalf of all the Penn Bay Singers, we look forward to another 50 years. We do practice on Wednesday nights still at St. Margaret's. And really, Rick, thank you so much, and we wish you sincerely nothing but the best.
You've been listening to the 2023 Christmas concert of the Penn Bay Singers, held December 10th at St. Francis Church in Belfast. This last segment included the retirement speech of longtime director Richard Dostey. My name is Vic Treadwell. I'm the producer of these programs. I'd like to thank Charlie Crane, who helped with the recording and editing, as well as singing in the choir. If you'd like to listen to this concert or any of the others that we've recorded and broadcast since 2017, you can find them on the radio station's website. That's belfastcommunityradio.org. Look for an archive called Live and Local. And please remember to support local musicians by washing behind your ears and going out and hearing their concerts. Good night.